2. Lily Black covering Radiohead. I thought I liked that better than the real one.
Oh, thanks so much.
91.5 WMFO in Medford. We're here live with Lily Black. Yes, beautiful Radiohead cover there.
Thank
if you have a question for them, 855-915-9636. Somebody posted up there. They go, you going to Beanstalk? I'm like, they definitely will. That's the name of the thing you're doing,
yeah.
Beanstalk. Tell us a little bit about...
The Beanstalk Festival.
Yes.
Well, this is the first time we've been asked to do. I think this is the second year they're doing it. But and we're all really excited.
Yeah, but it's the reason why they're doing it for.
They're doing it. It's kind of. Do you want to?
It's kind of like. I think it's. Feel free to add in if you guys have any other.
It's for
points,
substance abuse.
Yeah, it's for.
Well, this kid Bean died. I can't think of his first name.
Nick Bean.
Yes. So it's
Nick Bean OD'd, and it's kind of it's for that. It's
it
was a 20-year-old who OD'd a couple years ago in Braintree, and I think his mother helps put this on.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah. It's a really cool thing
friends.
That we're doing.
And his friends.
Yeah.
Thank you very much. All of you down there at Beanstalk for doing that. It's great, great cause.
Mm-hmm. We're super excited. Come out. It's going to be a great night. There's a bunch of really good bands.
Listen to good music.
I know you have some more things to plug, but why don't we do another song first?
Yeah, perfect.
What do you got?
Next up, we have Tear Them Down off of our first EP. We're gonna, yeah.
Go for it. Yeah. 91.5 WMFO, Lily Black. WMFO in Medford. We got Lily Black live in Studio A right here.
Yes.
I'm sure you said so, but where in Braintree is it?
It is in the French's Common. I'm not very familiar with Braintree, but I think it's near like the City Hall there.
Is it a bar or?
No, it's a festival. It's outside. So
it's outside.
I'm not sure what to expect for like stage-wise, but
yeah, apparently there's
festival.
Like some like blow-up stuff. It's gonna be like really cool.
Bouncy castle.
It's probably like kind of Braintree Common or something.
Yeah.
Very cool. I'm gonna try and make it down myself. Hey, yes. we have a call.
Ooh.
MFO, you're on the air.
Hey Brian, what's up, man?
What's happening?
Who's the show? I'm liking what I'm hearing.
Right on. Who's
Thank
this?
Thank you.
I really like that acoustic breakdown they did at the end of the last song. That was really cool.
Very cool.
I'm wondering how many people are playing in that band? Is it
four?
Oh, it's four. Okay.
Who's this, Vin?
So separate. What's that?
Who's this, Vin?
No, this is Mike.
Hi, Mike.
Mike, what's up?
Good, not much.
This is Brian, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm calling from Marvin. I've called you before.
Okay.
And I also want to say that the singer is really good. I like her voice, but okay. She reminds me a lot of like a young Kay Hanley.
Oh,
okay.
Thank you.
Yeah,
so
I really hear it, like especially in the Radiohead cover, which
Thank
was excellent.
You.
Fantastic. Yeah, how many more songs are you guys going to do?
We only got one more, but yeah. It's an exciting cover. So.
All right. Okay. Well, one
right,
more from Lily Black. Thanks for the call, Mike.
Yeah, thank you.
No That's problem.
Awesome.
All right.
Take care, guys.
Keep listening. Thanks.
Bye.
Bye.
I will.
Yep. Bye. All right. There you go.
Sweet. That was crazy. See, we've never, that's never happened. Yeah, before. That's so cool.
Believe me, a lot of people are listening and loving you right now.
Oh, right on. That's so dope.
So you have one more, and it's going to be a great cover. What do you have?
I think you're going to be excited. You're wearing a Ramones shirt.
Oh.
We're doing Want to Be Sedated.
All right.
Throwing it back.
Lily Black, yes. And I think we should dedicate this one to Mickey Lee.
Yes. This is to Mickey Lee. Joey
Ramone's
brother.
Happy birthday. Go for it.
Yep.
All right. Ready? One, two, three, four.
Thank you so much. Right on. Lily Black, live here.
Yes.
91.5 WMFO. All right. So you're going to be at Beanstalk Braintree tonight. What else do you have coming up? I know you have a few other things.
Oh, man. We have a bunch of stuff. Tomorrow we have a show from 5 to 7 at Tavern at the End of the World in Charlestown.
Yep.
And then afterwards, there's like an open mic after, so it should be a really fun
Natalie
time.
Flanagan's yes. open mic. We know her well. Yes.
Natalie Flanagan. Awesome. She's so great.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. So there's that tomorrow, which is a free show.
Yeah.
And
5 to 7, I think.
Anyone is welcome. I think it's all ages, so.
Head on down. Great place. Tavern at the End of the World.
And
Charlestown.
Then we have one other show that comes to mind. On the 29th, we're headlining the Middle East. There's another band, Exit Academy, and my friend's band, Minus Love from New York, is coming. And I think one other band. That's...
You guys are off to a great, I'm saying start, but you got two EPs out. I mean, you're doing great.
Thank you.
And, you know, it seems like you have so much ahead of you, so.
We're all very excited, yeah.
I'm looking forward to seeing what you do.
Thank you.
All right. Well, have a blast tonight. I'm going to try and make it down.
Right on.
So, sweet. Hopefully I'll see you tonight, but stick around. We'll take some pictures and stuff, huh?
Sweet, yeah. Right.
And we'll play one more from the album, Waiting for a Change.
Yeah, right on.
All right. Sweet. Lily Black, 91.5 MFO.
Later.
federal government alone spends $4.5 billion a year locking up people for drug offenses. It costs almost $28,000 a year just to incarcerate one prisoner. Compare that to the average annual tuition at a four-year public college, which is $5,491, and you realize that the drug war is blurring our nation's priorities. Taxpayers' money would be much better spent educating people instead of punishing them. But thanks to ever-increasing mandatory minimum drug sentences, an entire class of young people are being filtered into new supermax prisons, while the resulting budget crunch forces the rest of us to go to old, dilapidated schools. The more money we dump into prisons, the less we have to invest in college campuses. Visit www.schoolsnotprisons.com to find out how you can get involved in the war against the war on drugs.
Hey guys, it's Brian Young of A Crash Course for the Ravers.
It's a crash course for the ravers.
Where we play deep cuts, lost classics, live tracks, your requests, and plenty of local rock sprinkled throughout. I'm joined by my beautiful co-host, Marie Michelle.
That's me.
1 to 4 p.m. Saturdays. Don't miss it on 91.5 WMFO in Medford.
91.5 WMFON Medford. Ha. Mike Barry, you was just telling me how professional I am, and then I put on my music bed by accident. I meant to play a song right now. But yes, we are 91.5 WMFON Medford. Lily Black, live in studio there. Great stuff. I saw someone just tried to call, and I missed it. Call back if you want. Ron called in, wanted some 360, saying happy birthday to Eric Russell. I think it was his birthday yesterday.
One day this week.
So, a couple of days ago. We'll play some 360s. 360s coming up. And hey, Audrey, hope you're listening. What have we heard since Lily Black? Last Lily Black song we heard was a studio one called Waiting for a Change. We did get some Swinging Stakes in there, Beg, Steal, or Borrow. And Cave Dogs Love Grenade. I say it's time for, we'll play Short Stooges Block. And then we'll do some 360s. We'll do a 360s block after Stooges Block.
Okay.
For Eric Russell. Happy birthday, Eric. And thanks, Ron. Thanks for reminding me. MFO.
About rock. He's living with his mother. And James. Well, he's gone straight.
dumb fucking days. It's so dumb, man. Something else.
that crazy sound, and I can't look down from Central Park to Shantytown. I've always heard that crazy sound from New York to Shantytown. There's always something else.
WMFO in Medford. Yeah, that's the song that I, why do I hear myself? That's weird. Why am I hearing myself? Jimmy, is that you? Get rid of that, please. Jimmy's damn fine. I'm turning your mic down until you get rid of that. 91.5 WMFO in Medford. It's coming off his damn phone.
You can put me back up.
Yeah, no, I can still hear it. Iggy Pop, Don't Look Down. That was the song I wanted to hear the whole way down to New York because it reminds me of New York. Yeah, get that out of the room. What is it? Jesus. It was kind of a Stooge block, but I threw in some Iggy Pop in there too. Started with Stooges, Gimme Danger, Iggy Pop, Dum Dum Boys from San Francisco, 81. We had I Gotta Write, Original Punks, and then Iggy Pop, Don't Look Down. That song, it just like, it gets me like in such a New York mood. And I was telling Jimmy to find that damn thing the whole ride down to New York the other night, but it was like under the seat.
You don't have my mic up.
No, because you stink. I didn't have his mic up.
Speaking of stinking, I mean, it's like, you know, trying to find anything in your back seat. It's like I went back then and I went, holy moly, what the hell is this guy got going on down here?
Like a showbiz wardrobe back there.
Yeah,
too.
I mean, you got change of clothes, you got change of CDs, you got change of everything, and yeah, it was tough, dude.
So it's Eric Russell. It was his birthday the other day, right?
Yeah, Eric's birthday was the other day, and Eric's a really cool guy. So.
Oh yeah, he's been on plenty of times.
I just love his playing.
And Audrey Clark too. We love her. She's usually listening. I don't know if Eric always listens, but
I don't think Eric listens that much. He plays. You know what he does? He plays guitar.
He listens to himself. Yeah.
He plays guitar.
I don't blame him.
That guy is a monster. I love him.
But Audrey, who sings with this band, is probably listening. So hello, Audrey. Tell him we said happy birthday. And this also goes out to Ron, who asked us to do this. And of course.
Right on.
You know what Eric does?
Besides play guitar?
He sells soul.
He sells soul?
Yep. Here you go. He sold soul.
Does he sell it by the... Is he doing shares and stock and stuff?
I don't
know. Can I buy some soul? I need some soul.
91.5 WMFO.
This breath on my face.
91.5 WMFO in Medford. Happy birthday, Eric Russell. What happened to Marie Michelle?
I think she just...
She snuck away while we were on the balcony.
She snuck away.
The balcony. I wish we had a balcony. Fire escape. but we could still hear the music cranking out there. We did a nice block of 360s there.
Yeah. Great band. Great people. Love those guys.
Started with He Sold Soul, Dig USA, Dead 1970, and finishing it off with Trippin' with the Angels. Hey, you know who else sells soul?
Who else? Tell me.
Well, Mono Man does.
Who?
Liars.
Oh.
Wow.
Oh.
Well, that's a horse of a different color.
Why didn't you tell me? What are you keeping a secret for?
Okay, Shemp. Oh, you're doing Curly now. Usually not Shemp.